call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week, Cricket Australia has changed how they deal with transgender athletes in quite a major step forward, plus that horrifying attack in Sydney CBD this week.
So let's get into it. Firstly, changes to Cricket Australia's gender rules.
Yeah, the other day, Cricket Australia has announced that they are taking a direction for the inclusion of transgender and gender diverse people in both the elite and also community cricket. They've sort of developed this elite cricket policy and guidelines for community cricket, and this is to be able to support players electing to participate in cricket, obviously, which aligns with their gender identity, whether this aligns with their sex that they were assigned with at birth, which is amazing, a huge step forward in Australia. The fact that it's both elite and community is really, really something else, and it's really exciting.
Has it received positive feedback, or is there still that kind of sort of scepticism, I suppose, from the public about whether it's fair, or, you know, those sorts of horrible conversations that quite often come up when these things are in the news?
Yeah, of course. It's been received really well. I probably don't listen to those voices, but I'm sure they're out there. But in saying that, Cricket Australia is really backing this idea 100%. And they're such a big organisation. Yes, probably there are those voices out there saying things like that, but the Cricket Australia have also announced that they're going to be reviewing this policy every year. Yes, those voices exist, but Cricket Australia mm-hmm. is a big organisation, and it's really exciting that they're backing it.
And has this been a long time coming?
Somewhat. I think it was last year, maybe the year before, a trans woman whose name evades me, and I do apologise for that, but she was wanting to play AFLW, Football Women's League in Australia, which has just taken off the past few years. But I think she was sort of denied that right too, which is a huge shame. I feel like this has been a long time coming, not just in Australia, but everywhere. There's always this really weird debate surrounding if trans women should be able to play or trans men should be able to play within their leagues that they want to play in. But it's nice to see that Cricket Australia, I think, are one of the first taking this step in the right direction. The Australian rugby, sorry, I'm from South Australia, so rugby is a foreign concept to me, but I think they were taking similar steps as well.
This week, we've all been shocked to see the footage of a knife attack in Sydney.
Yes. It was a few days ago now, a man sort of went on this rampage around Sydney CBD, and Michaela Dunn was identified as the woman who died in this stabbing attack. She was 24 years old, and her body was found in a unit, a couple of hours after this man had been running streets of Sydney with a knife.
But she's the only actual casualty, isn't she, of the attack?
Yes, she is. Another woman was injured. I think Michaela has now become the 42nd woman who's died at the hands of a man due to violence in Australia this year. It's pretty horrifying stuff. Media coverage hasn't been too great about it. I think you guys have the project, right? You have
yes.
the Project New Zealand.
Yeah.
And you have the Project Australia. They covered the story last night with a sort of mental health angle. This man was known to the police for mental health issues. And essentially the interview was just kind of four men talking about mental health and didn't even really mention the fact that this was a gendered attack. Michaela was working as a sex worker and she was in her place of work when this happened to her. And it's pretty horrifying stuff. And unfortunately, not many people are talking about it with that angle, that this was a gendered attack, and pretty devastating considering she was only 24.
Well, yeah, and I have to be perfectly honest, that's an angle that I have I've seen very little at all covered across the media that I've seen. The angle that's particularly being focused on here in New Zealand is that there are supposed or alleged connections between the man who perpetrated this attack and the Christchurch attacks, or at least he supposedly shared the same ideology. Do we know if that's been confirmed?
What I know of this man is that he has been in and out of institutions trying to help him with his mental health. He was known to the police and he has a history of these sorts of things. I actually didn't know that, so I'm kind of learning with you. That's really interesting, and out of everything I've read, I haven't seen that sort of confirmed yet, but I'm sure if anything was to come to light in that way, we would know about it very soon.
Yeah, I would hope so. Well, so that we're both on the same page, what I've heard is that he had, I believe, a USB drive or something like that, which had links to terrorism, specifically with what happened in Christchurch.
Yeah, I mean, I did, when it first happened, right, and there was this video, and the man was shouting, now I'm thinking, the man was shouting that phrase that is kind of notorious. I'm not even sure what the phrase is, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to try and say it because I'm not going to say it right. That has links to terrorism. But I did see someone I follow on Twitter just shared it and was like, this man isn't saying this phrase correctly. It's an Islamic phrase. It's not a terrorism phrase, by the way. She's mentioned the fact he wasn't saying it correctly. It sounded like he'd almost only just heard it. Anyone who has, a clue, wouldn't have said it that way. The pauses are wrong, blah, blah, blah. I didn't really look too much into that angle. It'll be interesting to see. I didn't know that he was linked to the attacker. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm sure more details will come to light. But like you said, I'm really fascinated that there's been this sort of obscuring by the media of the fact that it was a specific gendered attack. That's something that I think certainly is the fault of journalists, across Australia and New Zealand, really, that this has not been covered accurately.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Died in her workplace, so very sad stuff.
Well, I'll let you get on to do more important things, but thank you so much for talking with me as always.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.